English for You, Cawthra Park, 2014. Sample Canadian Novel Interview. The Golden Mean, analyzed by Fletcher Barrett.
Okay, so the first thing that I wanted to talk about in getting into my analyzing of The Golden Mean was the idea of finding actual purpose in my Canadian novel. So why is this actually important? Well, finding purpose within a certain novel, it gives you certain aspects and ideas of what to look for in themes and how they actually develop. And so it allows me to guide my understanding in knowing how to actually analyze the book that I was doing. And so this, it helps me articulate my thoughts a lot better, so I thought that was a very useful way to look at the book. Also, in finding purposes, I looked for mainly the ideas of entertainment, persuasion, connection, and informative. And so this book is mostly based on the idea of persuasion, and obviously since it's a book, it was meant to entertain. But also the idea of it being in first person, the way that the author wrote it, it made a very, very important connection to the actual reader. It made it seem as if the person was actually speaking to you through Aristotle's eyes in this book. And also the idea of it persuading me, it was very subtle, but it was also the idea of the philosophical ideals in it. It allowed me to sort of understand and get more insight into how it is that Aristotle actually developed his ideas. And this actually helped persuade me into either questioning or just agreeing with his ideas. Also, before I begin, I wanted to talk about how the information was presented. Not only was it in first person, and so this gave me an ability to just connect a lot more with the emotions and the inner life of Aristotle, but it also gave me a better perspective on how to put in my prior knowledge on Aristotle. So getting a look at his previous life, I had no idea about this before, but it allowed me to just better connect with how it is that he actually came up with his amazing ideas. And also, the logos that she used, that Annabelle Leon used in her book, it was amazing because it was all so accurate. It made it seem all the more real. And so, also, the author had actually taken a very recent perspective in using very recent words to articulate her thoughts. This also made a greater connection with me as a reader because it just created diction that I was familiar with, like 20th century diction. Even though it's inaccurate to the time period she was talking about, it just made it a lot easier to understand. Also, it was interesting how the author included Aristotle's personal life. I actually got an insight into how he was dealing with his problems, which he had many of. He was actually slightly mad. It also gave me an idea into the economic, political, and social things that were going on in Macedon during the time of Aristotle's life, and what it was like being affiliated with Athens, and him studying at Athens while also trying to live in Macedon under the king of Macedon. And when they were at war with each other, this was very difficult for Aristotle to get a good word in with the king. Also, there was actually some ideas of slavery and the problem with women's rights in Macedon that were very, very implicit on how men had viewed women at that time and also how they viewed people as a whole. And so Aristotle's ideas are actually very called into question in how he treats people at his home, whereas how he actually, like, how he speaks about philosophy. But the first thing that I want to talk about is the idea of self-evaluation. So this is a very important theme in not only philosophy, but also this book. And it's about asking very introspective questions and inferring sort of things about not just characters, but your own ideas on things. Obviously, there's bias in this book. And so through self-evaluation, you get to understand how the person had bias and also how your bias affects how you're reading. Another thing I'm going to talk about is the idea of self-identity and how to find your values and aspirations and hopes, and about learning who you are as a person. So for self-evaluation, like, why does this actually connect with people? And so it's the idea of philosophy. So asking who you are is so important because it just allows you to focus your ideal of the golden mean, about what makes you happy. And so figuring out what you value and how to judge certain means for certain ends, it allows you to, it's just knowledge, it's basic knowledge, and it's important knowledge in order to how you actually conduct your life and how you feel when you conduct your life. And also, he talks about, Aristotle's ideas are about access and defect, which is the idea of the two extremes between the golden mean. and how to self-evaluate in order to find out where you lie between the two extremes. So why are these actually important? What is the meaning of all of this? Well, it's the idea that all of these definitions of these words are, yes, vague, but you have to understand them in order to successfully achieve them if you want to successfully attain happiness. And so some of the quotes that she uses in her book is, how could you possibly know what your noble brother might or might not be capable of? And so this rhetorical question not only persuades the reader when you're reading it and makes you think about things, but it also creates the self-evaluation idea that Aristotle was putting onto Alexander. And so he wanted Alexander to think more about what it is that you are doing to achieve your potential. To look at someone who is unable to do something and make fun of them for it is not the proper way. It's not the higher way of understanding what it is to achieve a golden mean. Achieving your potential is the best possible thing you can do. Therefore, for you to look at someone who's trying and say that they're not doing well, really, if you're not trying yourself, your words are meaningless. Also, Aristotle uses the idea of an anthill when he's trying to explain to Alexander the ideas of democracy and what it is to achieve a collective good. And so this analogy sort of helps educate the reader and inform them, which helps persuade and helps connect with the reader, which also just, it helps out her book. But it also, it's through the idea of the golden mean and talking about what it is to achieve a good, what it is to have a general populace of good achieving people trying to reach some sort of end which makes them happy. So also for the golden mean, there was the idea of Aristotle talking about the pleasure and happiness. So he says, you conflate pleasure and happiness, real enduring happiness. A few thrills, a few sensations, your first woman, your first elephant, your first spicy meal, your first hangover, your first ascent of a mountain no man's ever climbed, and your first view from the top of the other side. And so this sort of repetition, it creates the idea of what is pleasure versus actual happiness. And so this sort of is Aristotle's way of sort of conditioning Alexander to not be so ambitious and to try and not only understand what it is he's doing in his life, but also to evaluate what it is that he's going to do with his life. And so it's the idea that you can't just create a bunch of pleasures that go continuously throughout your life, but also to create happiness. It is a more long-term plan which creates better ends. So there's also the idea of values. And so one of the characters, Carolus, says in this book, you're surrounded by evils, a banquet of evils, and you have to choose. So this sort of metaphor for life not only connects and persuades with the reader, but it also creates the idea that you have to choose in life, and your choices are based off of what it is that you value. So through self-evaluation, through self-identity, finding what it is that you actually love, what your golden mean is, it's the best way to actually figure out what it is that you can choose best. Because life isn't always about the best choices that you can make. It's always about making the better choice in which you see yourself happiest, even if there are evils all around you.